Frank Guareguio. I'm here today only...
The subject you mentioned before was you were doing some studies, and when you found something important, which later you saved your mother or something, they wouldn't let you talk about it.
Correct. It was a discovery of a product. I was doing research while I was a resident physician.
Where?
And I was doing research in that, some pills of the... one of the biggest companies in America, Hoffman-La Roche. And this medication was supposed to dissolve clots in case any heart attack or any kind of stopping of the blood running. I never had a chance to practice because I found no patient that happened, that's an accident. But one day it was my own mother who, one, she had heart problem with mitral stenosis at that time that was produced by rheumatic fever. It was only 30 years of life to get it. And suddenly my mother developed all the right leg, now I don't remember, maybe the left leg or the right, became black. So I was in desperation. The surgeon wants to cut the leg. My mother said, let me die. And I had this medication that I had never used for the dissolving the clot. So finally I called the company. I said, can I try with my mother? Nobody gave me any suggestion to do. Everybody got scared suddenly, including the company for whom I was working for. So in desperation I used for my mother. In less than 2 hours, the leg became normal. And that was the first medication started that 30 years later, we have other medication that dissolve the clots in the coronary artery of the heart. At that time, they told me to keep my mouth shut. Don't publicize anything. Don't cover this case.
What was the year and what was the city state?
The city was Bridgeport, Connecticut. I was a resident physician in the Bridgeport Hospital. I had been graduated already in Italy many years before, which I had to repeat all the internship and the residency. But probably they said that I was probably smart. This was an error. They gave me this possibility to research, and I had many medications. But one of the most famous was this. I thought that I had reached the sky when I was almost told, just keep your mouth shut.
And was there a year?
Around 1960.